Manifest Presidentials have also looked at it. I just read a good article when I was on the cruise by Jack Canfield, who we know is the fellow that does the books, Chicken Soup for the Soul and those kind of things. I think he's the same guy. There's a Caulfield and a Canfield. I always get them mixed up. But anyway, he wrote a book. He wrote an article in Network Marketing Times on the power of asking, and I just thought it would be a really great thing to just highlight for people. You know, we always need to keep growing and learning and hearing the same thing over and over again sometimes that just help us reiterate for ourselves and implement in our daily lives of how this works. And I thought it was so cool, too, because it was all part of kind of what happened to me on the sailboat when I was working with the two women on the sailboat and talking about Manitech. I mean, it wasn't about me. It was just really asking questions. I mean, it's just fun. Just find yourself in an isolated situation. Just ask questions. And if you're not good at it, the only way you're going to become good at it is start doing it. You know, just step out and start working with it. And it's so much fun because the reality sets in. You do it once or twice, and your reality that will set in for you is you're going to go, wow, I no longer feel like I'm selling something. You know, for those of you who are out there going, oh, man, all the time when I approach people, I feel like I'm always trying to push something or sell something. Convert your approach. You're one of the tellers of the world. Become an asker of the world. Okay, they're tellers and they're askers, and you want to be the asker of the world because the number one thing people like to talk about is what? Themselves. So that's why we ask questions, because we make people feel terrific because they get to talk about themselves. Leading into the seven strategies, you know, we just do some groundwork around that. And if you look at one of life's fundamental truths and biblical truths is ask and you shall receive. And we know that's a biblical truth as well as a fundamental truth. It comes from Scripture. And when we look at little children in this world, we think, you know, if we ever want to see people that ask a lot, aren't they little kids? Come on, you guys, you have the 2 and 3 and 4s. Hey, Mommy, what about this? Can I do this? What is this? What is a dinosaur? What is it? Sometimes it drives you just crazy as a parent and a grandparent, for those of us who are in that realm. And it's just amazing how children have absolutely no problem asking. They have zero problems asking. So why is it that we have so many problems asking, right? What is it about us as we get older? We get tainted, we build up walls, we build up reasons not to trust people, we build up all this stuff. Stuff. I like to call it make stuff up, MSUs, make stuff up. We just create problems out of air. It's just incredible what we do. But if you look at characteristics of a child, which is really how we want to be, it's like children, and Scripture tells us the same. We want to look at that beauty of a child, and you start looking at the characteristics of a child, totally honest, anything is possible, the world is at their feet, they love everyone without condition, they trust people implicitly, they carry no prejudices, they haven't been tainted by our world, they're carefree, they're bold, they're determined, they're persistent. All of these are characteristics that children have. It's just the natural innate structure of our beingness is that we have this attitude about life that, you know, anything is possible. We can do anything. We come from possibilities, not probabilities. We come from, you know, and it's just incredible how we live as a little child. But as we grow up, we just get boxes put around us. We build comfort zones. We limit ourselves. We get limiting beliefs in our brain, whether they're from generational bondage or whatever, wherever they come from. But we create problems out of air, and it was so good. As I was drafting this outline, I started thinking about Don Partridge on the boat, because he gave a great piece from stage on the boat, on the cruise, where he just had people get up on stage and tell him, okay, so what's holding you back? And, you know, well, I have this problem. He goes, you don't have a problem. You know, I mean, he just was great. He can be really, you know, pretty rough sometimes with people, and, you know, he's rough on the edges with people, but he is incredible heart, and he means only the greatest, and he really has great discernment with people's problems. We create so many, he says, just take the, you got fingers stuck in your eyes. You are blocking your own vision. You are just stuck. You are choosing to be stuck. You know, and some people would come up to him and say, well, I just don't know what my problem is. He goes, well, figure it out. And he goes, well, that's why I'm up here, so you can. And I go, no, you. The answer is inside you. You know, you really turn the table back on people. You want to stay in, you know, and people would start going, analyzing everything. He goes, your problem is you're in your head. You just want to stay stuck in your head and in your head and in your head. And, you know, you try to analyze things. You try to be perfect. You're just stuck. Why don't you start coming from your heart? Just love on people and come from your heart. Be authentic. Become vulnerable. I mean, it was just a beautiful expression. So I thought of that when I thought about this, too, ask and you shall receive. That whole concept of us asking and talking to people and breaking the ice with people, so much of the reasons we don't do it is because we're stuck. We're stuck in our own stuff. We've made stuff up. We have programs running our life. Belief systems are so backwards that they don't even, you know, they're crazy when you start looking at the why. I mean, people on stage were actually laughing at themselves. Almost every one of them started laughing at themselves. And it was funny how they would come upon their problem or a problem they were creating, and they go, oh, I guess all I need to do is start working harder. Oh, I guess so. You know, maybe. Or maybe working smarter. You know, just incredible. It was just a beautiful thing. So we need to do that. We need to start looking at ourselves. Why aren't we asking questions? Why aren't we being interested in other people? What is it about us that has stopped us from being interested in other people? And as Canfield said, he says, if you're not moving closer to what you want, you're not doing enough asking. So he looks at it as the path for success is comes around asking. So look at that in your life and see how that plays out. And that's just laying the foundation about us not asking enough. Ask and you shall receive. See, a lot of you believe in the back of your mind, you're not going to receive anyway, so why should I ask? You start, it's kind of like, what if it doesn't work out? I mean, it's just... It's all this negative stuff that just stops you dead in the water. Get rid of it. Resolve it. Get rid of it. Move forward. Come from positive. Come from possibilities and watch what happens. 7 asking strategies that Canfield developed in his article are as follows. You can add them all to your business and they'll give you incredible insight and incredible direction and incredible success with your business. First, ask for information. And, of course, Deb Jones is probably the best trainer in the around that does this, you know, this whole program around asking questions, the importance of asking questions. We spend too much time telling in Manatech instead of asking. You know, and as Canfield says, he says, you gotta find out what a person's challenges are. That's our goal. We're like Sherlock Holmes, you know. This is a need fulfillment business. We gotta find out what the person's needs are, and you can't tell them what they need. You need to find out what they perceive as their needs. So that you can only do by asking. And one of the examples I know that Deb likes to use when she gives her trainings is she talks about, you know, getting a cup of coffee. When you go into a restaurant and a waitress asks if you want a cup of coffee, and you say no, if she instead uses 10 reasons why you need the coffee, begging and cajoling you, and you still say no, now she's going to walk away in a total state of depression because she set herself up for failure. It's not about forcing a cup of coffee on somebody. It's about what? We need to be asking questions, and we need to be asking, and we're not trying to demand and all these other things, but just asking questions. What are your needs? What are your challenges? What's going on in your life? And the questions that Canfield talks about is to start with a who, what, where, why, when, and how. Just ask questions. You ask questions, you listen to answers, and then you solve. We tend to come from solution first in Manatech, and you got to stop doing that. Ask for information and make sure you're in that order. Ask, listen, and then solve. So by asking questions, and I gave you a bunch of them in the outline today because these just, again, a lot of these come from work that Deb Jones has done in the past. She just has some great questions to ask people, you know? When you start asking them, how are you, how are your kids, and you go through all of that just to break the ice and find out what they do for a living and, you know, what are they doing in Puerto Vallarta on a sailboat. And, you know, I'm just relating back to my conversations with these ladies. I didn't talk about health until they were already down the path of, you know, just breaking ice, making a relationship, building a friendship. I mean, we were hugging on each other when we got off the boat. It was like we'd known each other for 20 years. Found out about the woman had 10 cats, and she raises Manx, and she told a big story about that, and, you know, she had been divorced, she had breast cancer, and I found out that. I didn't jump all over that. She had breast cancer years back and 5 years ago, and, you know, she was in, you know, and I didn't even start talking about Manatech then. I mean, it opened door there, but, you know, I felt the relationship wasn't where it needed to be yet, so I just kept asking questions. So it's just fun to ask questions. And then when you start getting them on it, you can go, do you have some health concerns today? What are they? You know, or do you have people in your life? And then they start asking you questions. It's your questions, they will ask questions. Then you can turn it back to asking to break the ice around health once you get to a point where you have a relationship built. Great, great, great. So just remember, you are in pursuit of information. You are the information gatherer. And it was so fun on the boat, too. This woman started telling me about her son, that she has a son who has a just debilitating arthritis, and she was on, and I said, well, what kind of arthritis is it? She goes, I can't remember, I just can't remember. And she was like, I said, rheumatoid, no, osteo, no, I said. And she went, and she said, and I said, oh, is that ankylosing spondylitis? And she was like, oh, yeah, how did you know that? Oh, boy, that was a lead-in. What do you think, people? How did you know that? Okay. So you see, now they're pursuing you instead of you pursuing them. I didn't have to do any selling around glyconutrients. These people were anxious to find out information, and just because I was asking questions and pursuing them, that's what opened, laid that groundwork. So ask questions. Just be involved in a communication network where you ask it. Now, you can say, well, how do you know how much time you have with a person? Well, on a sailboat for 6 hours, I had plenty of time. But we get environments. Every environment presents you a different opportunity. You have to be flexible within the environment that you find yourself. But the important thing is to come from the asking stage, not the telling stage. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, so asking for information is just critical. That's how we build relationships. That's how we break ice. That's how we get people to see the need for help, by asking questions of them so they can see it. They can answer the question instead of telling them they have to get better health or they have to take supplements. Ooh. Then you become pushing people's buttons. So ask questions. Secondly, ask for the close. After giving this, and this statistic came out of his article, he said, after giving a complete presentation, more than 60% of the time, salespeople never ask for the order. And I think I've read this statistic somewhere else, but I think it was even higher. It was like 85% of the people never ask for the order. That's unbelievable. And you know what I call that? I call that the classic Manotick associate who says, I'm really bad at following up, Mary Jo. And I go, got it. You're not asking for the order. And they're going, well, absolutely. You guys love to hand stuff out. Of course, there's limited you can hand out today, so I'm glad that stops that bad habit that you just dump on people. But the idea is that once you share with somebody and you give them something to review, you got to follow up. The fortune is absolutely in the follow-up. And it's in the follow-up in more ways than one, not just follow-up in prospecting, but follow-up when once you get a consumer on board, the fortune's in the follow-up there as well. So it cuts across both. But the important thing is you have to ask for the order. You have to close the person. You have to go forward. If you don't, it'll put you out of business. You'll be in the Manotick business and out as fast. You'll never be serving people. You'll never be servicing people. You'll never be supporting people because you never went for the close. You never got them to make the decision that they wanted to take the products. So you ask questions there, too, and I gave you a bunch here. What will make you move forward? What is holding you back from making the decision? What can I do to support you? Are you willing to make a long-term commitment to your health? Are you willing to be patient with this process? Are you willing to try to take the product for 6 months and see if you're satisfied? If not, we have a full money-back guarantee. So you have all these options on how what you can ask the person. Asking for the close is imperative. You also want to look for, as you say, what is holding you back, what you're looking for is you're saying, where are your objections? Because I will tell you, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. It's not my quote. It's a quote from, you know, I don't know, probably 100 years ago. I don't know. It's one of the famous quotes. I don't even have the author of that quote. But the important thing about the quote is that it's absolutely true, that unless you find out somebody's objection, they're going to carry that objection with them going forward, which means that they're going to become a zero on your downline because they're going to continue to have the objection. So your job is to find out what is holding them back. I want to find out what it is. And why? Because objections are opportunities for you to educate somebody. That's all they are. They're opportunities to educate. So fall in love with objections. And I did a training on around objections. You can go on manatrain.net and look it up. It's, how to respond to objections. And you can just look at that one and listen to it, download it, take the outline, and go over it and over and over it. But you got to be prepared, and you want to be in pursuit. Always be in pursuit for the objections people have so that you can help educate them and give them a new enlightenment of what they're looking at, that they're not looking at it the right way. Number three, Canfield says ask for written endorsements. And we can say, oh, Mary Jo, watch out for that, because today we can't put anything, and we really have never been able to put any testimonial in writing. Historically, they used to leave out the products in Glycon and Manitech, and then they allowed that to be passed around or put in third-party materials, but today we can't even do that. So I was looking at this, ask for written endorsements. How can that apply to our business today? Well, you know, people, one thing that I'm really harping on, and starting in January, I have a whole new system that's coming out that I'm so excited about. I got to share a lot of it on the boat this week, and I'm just so excited about it because it's a business system that's simple, easy, and straightforward. It meets all of us exactly where we want to be. And we want to be at balance in our life. We don't want to commit 24/7 to Manitech. I want to be able to do my Manitech business in 6 to 10 hours a week or 3 to 6 hours a week. And I want to do is sign up one person a month. That's all I've been doing on the average. So don't push me to sign up 10 a week because that's not reality. It's just, I built this whole system around balance and reality and signing one person up a month and, you know, accountability and teamwork. And I just love it because it's time to do business the right way. So what's neat about get to endorsements then is you can get from people in your organization, you start getting endorsements around being a business partner. So that when somebody looks at you and you start proposing them to do this new program or a business program with them, you can show, here's some people in my downline, here's what they have to say about what our program, you know, what it's accomplished for them, or how we behave together. The incredible thing is getting third-party testimonials or independent, you know, associate testimonials written about how you are as a business team leader, a business leader, somebody who helps support them, or the business plan, how the business plan works for them. And that's a great thing to do. We're going to start collecting those as we start getting involved in doing more of the business work around Manitech. Instead of just going out trying to help people get well, we're going to now help people get financially well as well, which is crucial in our society today. So what do you need in terms of getting these kind of written endorsements around the business? You need them to describe how they were supported, the teamwork that was done, and the joining a team, and what that made them feel like, and the joy of fulfilling a passion. One of the things I did this weekend, I did an opportunity meeting Saturday morning after I got off the boat in San Diego, and then I did a training on the business side, and I talked about this new business program. And one of the people there came to me afterwards, and he said, you know, Mary Jo, I can't see myself signing up. You know, I can't think of 12 people right now, but I think as each month goes by, I will be able to come up with somebody. So I really have some confidence that I could do this. And he talked about his commitment, his organic gardening and all this kind of stuff. And I said, you know what, let me just express to you that why I think this is such a magical fit for you is because no matter where I've been in my life, I know one thing for a fact. If you can find somebody who has a passion for something, and I said, surely you have a passion for health. You're committed to organic gardening. So instead of going out and finding another job, you know, like selling electricity or selling this, you know, when you take on doing what we do in Manitech, which is totally about alternative health, and helping support people get well by using natural means, you can feel personally fulfilled, and you can develop a passion. You can touch upon the passion in your life to do something that you feel is a meaningful gesture in this world instead of just pursuit of money. And that languaging that when I worked with him around that, he really looked at me like, wow, you know, it hit home to him. He hadn't thought about it that way, but, you know, I think that's what we need to touch upon. We need to touch upon people's passion. And when you find somebody who's committed to natural, those people, in some way, shape, I mean, there's no way we shouldn't be tapping into those people and getting them on board, because those are the people that their passion is around natural healing and going in that direction. And, you know, the joy that we get to have in our heart and in our lives when we get to operate from what we're passionate about every day instead of punching time clock, secretarial work, and I'm not saying you can't be passionate about secretarial work, but a true passion about what you're accomplishing. My friends who are taking Manitech products who are pharmaceutical, they're in pursuit of money, but not the passion they have internally in their life. So that's what you want to see written in those endorsements, and we'll work on some of those as we go along the line, because as part of this program, we're going to see what some of those might look like. The fourth area of asking is asking for top quality referrals, and you know, We've done a lot of work around referral, building your business on referrals. Even as I draw out the diagram, I found myself teaching people how to, you know, doing the marketing plan this weekend, and I haven't done that in a long time, and I'm drawing little circles, and I'm going, do you realize that if you just went out and, you know, you took your warm list and you really did a good job of sorting it. I mean, you really went after, okay, I don't want you to tell me who are the most likely to sign up with you. I want to tell you to tell me who are the biggest movers and shakers on your entire warm list, you know, your contact list as a new associate. You know, they make the contact list with 200 people or whatever. I said, who are your biggest movers and shakers on this list? You know, the reality is if we go after those people and we really dedicate a concerted effort to get them on board on the top of your downline, 1, 2, and 3, you could feasibly be presidential and only sign up 3 people. Because if you get the right 3 people and if you do the right sorting, wow, watch those 3 people take off. Now, does that happen every day? Of course not. But the reality is it's possible. And we should be coming from possibilities. We should be working on that. But the reason we don't go after those 3 people is because they end up on our chicken list instead. Right? Because we're afraid of going after them because they're so powerful, we don't talk to them. And how crazy is that? And then, like, 2 years later, we find out they're, like, presidential under somebody else's leg. And you go, I knew you for so long. Why did you sign up with them? Well, because you never told me about it. You know, how many times have I heard that story? So really critical for us to, you know, look at people and look at what they can bring to us. And part of that is finding the right people and then working from a referral basis with them. That's another reason for referrals, that if you find the right people, even if they don't do the business, boy, do they have a whole panoply of referrals for you. So you may still only sign up 3 people, but you're going to get referrals from those 3 people, and those are the people you're going to continue to signing up. And you can build a whole business just on referrals. Just purely on a referral basis, you can build your entire business. Absolutely. So so if you're not digging into referral business, you're not using relationships and working with people in your downline, tapping into the resources that they bring because they're in your downline already, then you're not doing your business the right way. You need to start building on a referral basis. And there's a great book out there. Timothy Templeton wrote a book, The Referral of a Lifetime, and it's all about building your business around referrals. So it really is, and as Canfield says in his article, he said, you know, getting referrals from people is really the easiest and least expensive way of ensuring your growth and success. The easiest and least expensive way of ensuring your growth and success is asking for top-quality referrals. So timing is important on it and languaging around it. You don't want to force people to feel like they're endorsing the products. You really want to feel compassion towards them, and some people don't even start asking. Like I know the Ian Harvey approach, he won't even ask for referrals until the people in his organization have good results with the product. So he keeps in contact with them every couple of weeks. He's calling everybody that he signs up, and eventually when they have a good result, that's when he says, well, you know what, I was just about to provide for you that, you know, a program that allows you to get 100% of your money back so you can get this for free. And I can't remember, he doesn't call it referral program, he calls it something like, I can't quite, off the top of my head, I don't remember it, but he's got a name for it, and it's just great how he works with people to get them to start giving referrals to him. So then he waits till they get a good result. You can do that if you want to, but I tend not to do that because I think that takes a lot of time. I like to work with people as just on a relationship basis of people that they think ought to know about the science. Not get a recommendation. If you say, do you have any relatives or friends that you know of that might be suffering from something that really ought to know about this scientific breakthrough? There's a difference between educating about a scientific breakthrough and, you know, recommendation of products. Because a lot of people won't recommend, they don't want their name surrounding a product until they feel that they've had a good result. They're going to be, they're suspect, they're suspicious, they don't, you know, they're not all knowing. But understanding the science is another way of approaching it. So there's ways of doing that, ways of not. Maybe I'll look back and see if we've done a training around referrals in a while. Maybe we'll talk about that because I think that's a huge nut for everybody, just really understanding how to ask for referrals and languaging around it and what's most effective in doing it, how to best do that, because there's a lot of work we can do around that, you know, definitely for a Monday call. Number 5, for Canfield was ask for more business and always look for other ways you can service your customers. Ideas are other areas of alternative health for them, whether they need a chiropractor or they need other issues in their life that maybe. It's just about being a friend. It's not always about necessarily business for you, but it's about building depth in that relationship, because that is more business for you. The deeper your relationship goes, the more they know you care. I'm going to tell you, they're never going to stop taking the products. I have some people in my organization that have not seen one bit of difference in their health in 7 years. But you know what? They take the products every month. Why? Because I've built a relationship with them. They get my man mail every month. I talk to them. I deal with some of their other issues they have in their life. And, you know, it's just been a neat thing. But I also have, over the years, introduced new products to them. As we come out with a new product, I bring it to them so that they can start on new products, so you can get more business that way. You can add new products to people's regimen, and that adds more business. You know, there's a classic concept in marketing that it's a lot easier to get one of your current consumers to buy more products than it is to find a new consumer. And that's why they come up with 17 different flavored Dorito chips, because once you buy Doritos, they think that you'll buy nacho-flavored and you know, lime-flavored and whatever. I mean, they got tons of them out there, and people are buying more. Instead of buying one bag a week, now they're buying two. Now, I don't bring that up because I'm suggesting you eat that garbage, but, you know, that's what marketing is. It's about, you know, going marketing to their currently existing customers to just buy more, and that's more effective. So we can do the same thing with our Manatech products. We can get our customers to buy more, to look at their lives and say, what aren't you taking? I also like to, you know, add that kind of that friendship of finding out what's going on in their life. Even in the reactivation program that we ran and still are running, remember, one more week, so you're still running with that. The reactivation program, I got to talk to some people in my downline I hadn't talked to in a while, and one guy was having some health issues, and he'd been through all the tests and everything else, and I was like, gosh, I couldn't put my finger on what was going on with it. He was still taking the products, and he just had quit. The reason he was on my reactivation, he had quit for like a month or something because he got backlogged, but we got him back up and going. But I didn't know what his issue was, so I said, why don't I put you in touch? And I got him in touch with one of my big healers in my downline. I just said, how would you like to have a call with so-and-so? And so I got him on the phone call, and here's something I never had asked him. I didn't know that, because he was such a drug-free guy all along. I failed to ask, but my person that I got him in touch with talked to him about him being on Lipitor. The doctor had prescribed Lipitor for him, not because he had high cholesterol. Why do they give it to us today? You guys know this, don't you? Doctors are giving people over 50 Lipitor as a prevention for high cholesterol. So here Sam had started taking Lipitor. I didn't know that. The gal I had him talking to told him, he says, oh, my gosh, she says, you know, probably 90% of the symptoms you're describing I've seen with people who have gotten on Lipitor. So he immediately got off of the Lipitor, and you know what? I got an email, this, and because I set up the call for him, and I got that all working so he had somebody to talk to. And, you know, he sent me an email back that was just really, I mean, it was just the most incredible email. Just the thankfulness and the gratitude of stepping in his life and how great he's feeling, and all these things are starting to dissipate. And he was just like, I am in so total disbelief that one lousy drug could do that much to my body. And it was just great. It's just great. But it's just, again, stepping into people's lives and contributing, even though it may not be, what, another product. But, you know, this guy's never going to stop taking Mana. I mean, you know, you just, the way you pour into people's lives, you can pour in their lives and more. So I look at it as not just asking for more business, necessarily in sales, but building that business relationship, building that relationship with people. And getting them to share with other people, or being more open to share with other people. You need to build that relationship. So continually ask questions. See what's going on in their life. See how you can help them, how you can support them. Because people you've gotten on the products 3 years ago, maybe today they have new health issues and they can't figure out how to tackle them. And it's just because they haven't heard about AO or cardio balance or something else that we could help them with. Number six is ask to renegotiate. And this is an intriguing one because we don't find ourselves necessarily renegotiating, but I think developing negotiation skills are very critical. We have to figure out how to renegotiate when we talk about skincare right now, because we're trying to figure out how to solve all those problems. But we have problems that come in. But it's important to have the develop the skills in negotiation, because you always want to make sure it's a win-win for everybody. How do we negotiate in Manatech? Well, you can negotiate with people on many things. Sometimes when people can't quite make an all-star pack, I can negotiate with them and say, okay, how can we work it out that I can help you support you? Maybe you pay for $800 worth of products, I'll have the all-star pack shipped to my house, and when you can pay for the balance, you can get them from me. So I keep all the free products and the rest of their products until they buy out that last $300 from me, and then they get $600 worth of products. So I build a real big incentive for them to finish buying out their all-star pack. But there are all sorts of ways that you can negotiate with people in terms of making sure that they get what they want. Even in terms of, you know, buying a pack or something. You know, sometimes the packs don't fit people's needs. Manatech has done a great job now with being able to even get, you know, the Phytomatrix at $39 and sign somebody up for $39 to be able to meet the needs. But if you have, you can't find a 99 or 109 pack that meets people's needs, maybe you end up buying out one of those products from them and supporting them that way. They're just goals so that they can get the products they want and they need. And as I say to people all the time, there are 100 ways of skinning a cat. You just have to use your own creativity to figure it out. But that's what we need to be doing in Manatech as well. So we have to ask to renegotiate. We have to ask and negotiate with people. Ask the questions. Are you willing to do this if I could get this for you? Just be ready and willing to move in a direction to satisfy their needs. Because, again, this is a need fulfillment type business. And number 7 is asking for feedback. And this I think we do very little of in Manatech, and I think it's really important. In fact, I do it with some of my people where if they're working with coal weeds in marketing, if 10 people say no to them, I say, you mind if I get their phone number? So I can call back the 10 people that said no and really find out. Could you tell me why you made the decision you made? I mean, we're just doing it as a resource, as a tool to find out. And it's a great thing to do. When people say no to you, why not go back to them? First, honor them and thank them for spending the time and energy around looking at your program. But why not sit down with them at some point, if it can't happen right then, at some point and say, you know what, please help me out because, you know, I'm in this as a business and I'm really committed to helping people with health and for some reason I wasn't able to meet your needs. Could you help me out and tell me what was it about me or the presentation or the style or the materials? What was it that caused you not to move forward? So really find out. A lot of you are afraid to do it, and the reason we're afraid to do it is because we think that their opinion is truth, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Remember, feedback is nothing other than a person's opinion, so you have to take it that way. It's their opinion of what happened, so get their opinion of what happened, you know, and then you use it to your benefit or whatever way you want to use it. You can either accept it or you can reject it, but you can't, if you don't find out what people are seeing, then you're in a position of no growth, no growth. So be green and growing instead of ripe and rotting and get the feedback necessary to really help you be the best you can be. I mean, if you really look at this as a business, people, if you're really doing it as a business, is it not crucial? Why do they have customer surveys that they give out? Every major company does that. You need to be doing the same thing. Get the feedback from people who said no to you and find out why. Is there something you could have done differently? Is there something they didn't see in the presentation? And find out. If they go, well, you know, I just don't get it that this stuff is so new. I mean, big deal. So it's just like any other sugars. I mean, I already have sugars. And so you can say to yourself then, wow, I thought I did a great job of describing that. Where can I be different in my presentation? Or how can I emphasize that differently so maybe people hear it differently? Maybe they're not hearing it the way I think I'm telling it. So that you just can improve and fine-tune. The one thing I loved so much when I first started in Manatech back in 99 is I went out and I just started giving presentations. I mean, I didn't know whether I could do a presentation or not, but it didn't matter. I mean, how was I ever going to do a presentation if I didn't start? You know, a lot of people just have a big fear about getting in front of people, so they never do it. And that's optional, too. You don't ever have to make a presentation. You can still do Manatech. But for me, it was getting out in front of people. And then I'd always go around, and my upline would be there somewhere. I'd say, okay, could you give me some feedback? I'd always be looking for what can I do differently? What can't I do? What should I do? And it was the feedback from the field constantly that helped me fine-tune and get to do better and better and better presentations. And that's what you want to do. You don't step out and give the best presentation ever from day one. You have to get feedback, and I consistently look for that feedback all the time. So it's important for us to always do that. And doing it one-on-one with people who say no to us, even on one-on-one presentations, could really give you some nuggets that help you be the best you can be. So asking for feedback. And then the last part of Canfield's article was all about how to ask. And he says, just be clear, be confident, be consistent, be creative, and be sincere. And you can read the information I put in that because we're already past our hour. But it's all terrific stuff. Hits the nail on the head. I mean, sincerity, some of you don't ask questions. You go, okay, I'm going to start asking questions. Well, if you're going to ask a question and not be sincere about it, then I prefer you not ask the question at all because people will read that like a book. You know, when I ask people what they're doing on the sailboat in Puerto Vallarta, I want to know. I'm there on a boat. I'm just interested in them. What do I? Can I find out about them? And I think the reality of for us, some of us just we don't have the intrigue on what other people are like. We are cynical or sarcastic, or we, you know, you got to get rid of that. It's not serving you. You write down and tell me how that serves you in life. And then you tell me, if you were really open and honest with people and open up relationships, how would that serve you in life? And you look at the cost-benefit in a relationship, and you come out where you come out. But I'm going to tell you, this whole world is about relationships. It's all about people. It's all about loving on people, caring about people, stepping in their lives, letting them step in your lives, being vulnerable with them. I mean, that's what is the source of just who we are and what we create, and the future of this world is in us in building relationships. So we want to be sincere and vulnerable, and we want to come across with confidence, because another thing, no confidence, if you don't have confidence, if you don't exhibit some boldness or confidence, you're going to attract exactly that kind of person in your life. And we know the law of attraction. We've done enough work in that area around The Secret and the law of attraction that, you know, we attract who we are. So we need to work on our own self-confidence. And the way to work on self-confidence is to go out there and do things that you wouldn't otherwise do. Prove to yourself you can do it. Step up and take a little bite of the elephant, one bite at a time, and conquer it, and that'll help you build self-confidence. Okay, I'm going to take everybody off mute, and we'll just go into any questions we have and move on. Hang on.
Hey, Joe.
Okay, everybody's off mute. Any questions, any comments?
Yes, I do, Mary Jo. Speedy Hoffman calling from Indiana. You were in Fort Wayne recently, and you shared with us your big board with the blue balls. Can you send a resource for that?
You have to contact Lydia. Send her an email.
Okay. And she'll know what I'm talking about. It's the Science Journal, right? The cover of the Science?
Science Journal. Hey, would you guys hang? Lydia just reminded me I'm not supposed to take you guys all off of mute because we're getting some noise in the background. So, press, I'm going to put you all back on mute, and then, here, I forgot my own system. 2 weeks in the boat, and you know what, a week in the boat. Okay, I'm going to hit star, put everybody back on mute, and then hit *7 if you want to talk. But for that Science magazine, you got to get a hold of Lydia, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, I put everybody back on mute. If you have a question, hit *7.
Yeah, I have a question.
There you go. I tell you guys, this is so clean. So much clearer. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says on the article here, I asked for the close, part 2. It says respond to objections on manatrain.net.
Uh-huh.
Where do I go from there? I can't find it on your
website.
Okay,
if you go on manatrain.net, go into the area that says prior calls, trainings, under
training calls.
Under the word trainings, and then you can there's a little way you can actually put in the word objections and do a search engine, and that'll pop up the training, or you can just scroll through all trainings. So there's a search engine.
Okay, so go to training calls from
training calls, yep. And there, if you just found yourself a whole new wealth of information, all my training calls are taped and put on there so you can go and look at any title and listen to it. They're all done there, and there's PDF files on the outlines, so you can actually print off the outline file. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet.
Hello, Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
Mary Welcome back, Lydia.
You mentioned the new CD by Rob Sinnott.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of it? What's the title?
I think it's the sign. I don't know if it has a name on it. Oh, yeah, yay. Good question. I know it's on your Mana Page website. If you go to your Mana Page website, you can see it there. It's State of the Science or something, but it's not his old one. It's a replay of what he did at Mana Quest.
Okay, fine. I know just where you mean then.
You know what it is? Okay, great.
Yes,
good.
Thank you.
I don't have a title for it, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
There is a title on it, but I don't have it in front of me. They handed them out on the boat, and I gave mine away to another member of my downline because it was a relatively new associate, and I wanted her to have it more than me, so I handed it away.
Mary Jo, I'm looking at it. It's Mana Quest 2007 with Sam Castor and Rob Sinnott.
Okay, so it's called Mana Quest 2007. That would sound like an appropriate title.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Rob Sinnott and Sam Castor. There you go. Thank you.
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, may I ask a question, please,
sure.
regarding follow up and why and about asking for referrals and following up?
Uh-huh.
What is excuse me? What is the biggest reason that people can't go forward with that? What is the biggest obstacle? Why is it that that is so difficult to do?
You mean why a human being is why majority of Mantic associates don't go after referrals? I think the number one reason is because we're afraid to ask for them. We have a fear of rejection. We have a fear of a person saying no. We have a fear of hearing what the person really thinks about the products because we don't want to disrupt a boat. You'll look at your downline, they're ordering products, and you haven't built a good relationship with that person, so you won't call them to ask them for a referral because you're afraid, what if they don't like the products, or what if they tell me, well, you know, I was really thinking about stopping taking the products, and right now you don't want to shake the boat. You following me? And that's a fear. So it's a fear of, like, that the person isn't, when you don't even know. You haven't built a relationship with the person. You haven't contacted them enough. You haven't gotten to know them well enough. You know, we tend to sign people up, and we just want them all to have terrific results, and we don't have to want to bother with them or call them or really service them. And that's inherent in our system because we have a Manatech business that's just constantly pushing people to sign people up. I push my people to serve the people they get involved. I want you to serve those people. Yes, I want you to be out there sharing, but I want you to be serving the people that you signed up because they deserve customer service, right? And if you're big into customer service, then you'll have no problem asking for referrals because you have already have talked to the person four times or six times and after they started and they're doing fine. Then you have that relationship that opens the gates to ask for referral. But if you haven't built that relationship, that's the number one, I'm going to tell you, that's the number one reason why I think people don't get referrals. They haven't built a relationship with the people they've signed up. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Bob. We ran across a lady when we were waiting to get on the plane to come back from the cruise, and she had a dog grooming business, a portable one, and she gave an incentive to people for cruises. They would get for referrals. They would get like a 10 or 15% discount.
Great.
And I don't know whether you've run across anybody in Manatech that would like give somebody, you know, some free product or do something.
I've never heard of anyone doing that, but I think, Bob, that's a great approach. I think you could do that. You could say, you give me 5 referrals, and I will give you a free bottle of AO or something like that. And
yep.
Just, you know, there's so easy, so many ways to get free products today that
yep.
I don't see that that's a big deal. I mean, wouldn't 5 referrals be worth $30 to you? I mean, you know, that's a great thing. I think it's a great idea, Bob, but I would do it on that basis. 5 referrals and you get a free product or 10 or I don't know, whatever way you want to work it.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think that's a great idea. Incentivize it for people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. I think that's a great thing to do, too. Might as well, you know, implement it. Start it as a new program and implement it and see how you do it. Yeah. Yep.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
What are materials that you're using now for new prospects that are compliant?
I'm using my DVD almost exclusively, CD and DVD, the Let's Go Natural.
Okay.
And I'm being very effective with that. That's the one thing that I'm using. I know that there are other things out there I just ordered and got in. I haven't looked at it yet. Mark Thiel's DVD, but I heard people said it's too businessy for him or something, so I'm looking forward to, you know, taking a peek at that. Connie Gadenick's piece is out, and I don't know how many of you have gotten that. I've gotten it, but, it's too... It didn't meet me. It wasn't enough. I didn't feel enough heart. It was too technical, I guess, for me, and kind of dry. So even though it's 16 minutes, it's concise. But it was a little too dry for me. But it's got to be a reflection of what I believe in and what I like. So that's why I use that. I know some people are using that 4-piece sheet. I think it's too long. I think the pieces that are coming out today and tomorrow, the one about unique and our quality control and my unique piece, maybe that'll help you with some sharing, you know, with some written materials because we don't really have a lot of written materials that we can
use.
Yeah. So hopefully today and tomorrow we can help you something.
Review.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
It's that 4-page reprint you're talking about? Is that
the one that we talked about with the 4 products. I think my problem with it is it's really long.
Okay.
How many people are going to really spend that much time reading that, you know, it makes
uh-huh.
sense. a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So it's some people are using Y Manitech. They're using the Y Manitech brochure.
Okay.
So that's a possibility, the things that Manitech has put out. I know that Rick Moff just laminated kind of color pages. It has pictures of people that are all different shapes and sizes and everything on the front cover, and it says, what do all these people have in common?
And it opens up
and it says, they're all starving. And it talks about how we're starving today. We live in a country, and you know, the wealthiest country in the world, yet we're starving because of our diet.
What was the name of that one?
It's Rick Moffitt. We all reviewed it on the boat, so I suspect it'll probably be out in the next 2 weeks. It's called the front cover reads, what do all these people have in common? That's the question at the top.
Okay.
And it really talks about the, you know, how we're all starving because of the deficiencies in our diet today.
What does your DVD CD cover?
It covers the four basic. It talks about, you know, the problems with our healthcare system, all the pharmaceutical problems and the drugs and the leading cause of death, and then it says, is there not a better answer? And yes, there is. Let's talk about it talks about the breakthrough technologies that we know today that support us in regaining or gaining better health or keep wellness. And it talks about glycobiology, the phytomatrix, the plus, and the, what's the fourth one? I can't remember. Our four core products. Yeah.
Okay. And is the DVD and the CD covered?
DVD and CD, both.
Okay.
And you can get that from DupaPack. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I have three people that I need to send material to, and I have nothing to send them.
And you're going like, what do I give them? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Go get those and hand them out. Give them a CD or DVD and let them see that, and that's a great way of doing it. So.
When can we get those?
You can get them from DupaPack. They're available. They've never been unavailable. DupaPack's always carried them. They still carry them. They're selling them like crazy because it's one of the few things that's still, you know, compliant. So.
Okay,
people.
Mary
All right. Well, yeah, and one more, and then we got to go because we're running late. Yeah, go ahead.
Mary Jo, this is Rip in St. Louis. Welcome back. I'll see you Friday.
I'm going to be up there. Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, great. Love you guys. Have a great week.
Bye.
And remember, last week of a business period, so get out there and hit the streets and do your job to support your people. Okay, love y'all.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has disconnected.